So, this is an apt moment for three books about meeting strangers. Will Buckingham has written a moving memoir of finding solace after the death of his life partner in travelling and talking in lands such as Myanmar that are culturally distant from his native England. Joe Cohane, an American journalist, argues that communicating empathetically with strangers is vital and potentially life-changing. John Yates, who runs a youth charity based in London, frets that deep fissures in Western societies are making it impossible for people to reach, even casually, between classes, religions, ethnicities, and generations. All three authors make sweeping generalizations about the evolution of human society, from hunter-gatherers to the age of Homer and beyond. But they are more interesting when they reflect, using personal experience or scientific research, on how people live and communicate now. In different ways, they all make two separate but related points. First, interacting meaningfully with a new person can bring huge rewards, but it is a skill that must be cultivated and can easily be lost. Second, the self-segregation of modern Western societies means that for many people, conversing with some fellow citizens seems pointless, undesirable, or outlandish. The second problem exacerbates the first. If you consider others beyond the pale, why make the effort to get to know them? As both Mr. Cohane and Mr. Yates emphasize, in Britain and America, political divisions have ossified into tribal ones. Supporters and opponents of Brexit live in discrete clusters. Republicans and Democrats see each other as bad people, not fellow Americans whose opinions happen to differ. These opposing sides have become strangers to one another. Mr. Buckingham focuses on the pleasures and pitfalls of encounters in remote places where the stakes are lower because the acquaintanceships are bound to be temporary, in a holiday flat share in Helsinki or while travelling through the Balkans. But, like the other two, he notes that wariness of unfamiliar people is neither new nor insuperable.